What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I am Kyle French, your host. Today is February 27th. We're going to be getting into some album reviews for Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle and Affected by Cuz. We'll have no like bridge segment, no middle thing going on. Last week, we talked about Shakespeare and stuff. We're cutting that segment out today just because I've had a lot of stuff going on the past few weeks, so it's been hard for me to get in here and record. So it's going to be a little bit shorter, but we'll have our album reviews, which is kind of, you know, the meat of what we do. So we'll be cool, and then we'll get right into our throwback song of the week as we continue to work through the 90s. Today we have 1996, and we'll finish, as always, with new music announcements. You can follow me on Instagram at HipHopEnth. That's at HipHopEnth. I post more content on there. I try to post every day. You can also contact me through there if you want to, talk about music or whatever. That'd be cool. Or if there's just something you want to see me change up in the show, something you like a lot that you want me to keep doing or take out, whatever. I'm open to suggestions, so just hit me up. I'll definitely get back to you. And with that being said, we'll get into our album reviews. The first one that I really want to talk about is Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle. For those who don't know, 32 years old, LA-based rapper, grew up on Crenshaw, which is an infamous street in Compton, South Central LA. Huge West Coast influence in his sound. He was a 2010 XXL freshman, and he's put out just mixtape after mixtape, projects left and right. Unfortunately, he's had a bunch of like problems with his label, either being dropped or like projects being announced that they're going to happen and then being postponed. And so there's just been a lot of like mucky stuff going on with his career and kind of has held him back. Not really his fault. It's just like industry stuff going on that's just happened to be like unlucky for him. And he's done a few cool things because he knows he has core fans. He just hasn't been able to get them an actual like studio debut album. And one thing that he's pretty much notorious for is his mixtape Crenshaw from, I believe it was 2013. He did something real cool where, even though it's a mixtape and it's going to be available for free, the day before he sold 1,000 hard copies for $100 each just to kind of like prove that he has the fans and there's people out there that like love to hear his music. And he sold them out no problem. So he made, you know, 1,000 times 100, $100,000 off a mixtape in one day when it was going to be available for free the very next day, which is pretty crazy. Just shows you how much his fans love him and how much his music means to his community in his area. So finally, we got his album, Victory Lap. It is definitely a funny name for a debut. I mean, you know, you're opening your career with an album called Victory Lap, which, you know, would come at the end. But it's not really like he's done with music or anything like that. It's just a celebration of all the hard work and all the dedication he's put in. Like I mentioned, he's been through a bunch of problems with his label and postponements of projects and everything. And so this is kind of his opportunity. Like, now he's just doing his victory lap. He put in all the hard work. Now he's finally at the top and he's just cruising. And what Nipsey Hussle does with this album is he pretty much bridges like his roots in the streets to the business-minded man he is today. It's definitely a motivating album to listen to. There's flashbacks to, you know, his time as a gang member in Los Angeles as like a kid. And he talks a lot about, you know, kind of like how shocked he is and how proud he is that he's become like a mogul and a business and all this entrepreneurial spirit that he's got going on. And he does preach a lot about, you know, making his money. He's got a song called A Million While You're Young, where he pretty much, it kind of sounds like stupid advice at first. He's like, make a million while you're young and then you're set for the rest of your life. It's like, okay, it's a little bit harder than that. It's not that easy, bro. But so he does do a lot of that kind of talking about his money or his street credibility and all this stuff, which is kind of typical for, you know, a West Coast album. If you're influenced by guys like Dre or Snoop Dogg, I mean, we see with YG a lot too, one of the staples of, you know, current day West Coast hip hop. And he's actually featured on here, the track Last Time I Checked, which is really dope. And he also has Kendrick Lamar on this album. So he's really got like the Kings of the Coast on here. And both those songs, Kendrick's on a track called Dedication, and those two tracks with YG and Kendrick are some of the best on here. So it really shows he's got chemistry with just the greatest names in LA and on that West Coast. And musically, you can really hear it in his sound. The production is definitely influenced by those guys. I mentioned Dre, Snoop, It originated with them for the most part. You know, the funky, groovy, you know, obviously they invented like G-Funk and everything, and Nate Dogg, and just a bunch of guys like that who kind of sparked the game out there in the early 90s, and he's clearly influenced by that. You can hear that in the production. His voice just has a great, like, L.A. West Coast feel to it as well. It's, like, smooth, but it's got that, like, drip to it. And as a rapper, he's not, like, the best lyrically. He's certainly no slouch, but he's not going to blow you away. And there were a few tracks early on where I was like, okay, he can't really shoulder the weight with just his lyrics. There's definitely a lot of passion in his voice and a lot of pride, which obviously comes through when he's talking about how he persevered through tough circumstances and environments that not many people make it out of and make it big. And so you definitely hear that, but the lyrics aren't like top notch. And at first I was like, okay, he can't quite do it. But then halfway through the album, there's a track called Blue Laces 2. And there's a lot of storytelling going on. And it's this sweet, like, sampled beat. And he just rips it up. I mean, it's a slow beat. It's not going to pack a punch in that sense. And, you know, he dominates it just with his lyrics and the realness and the honesty. So he did prove to me that he can do that at times. There's also a lot of catchy hooks on here. And he can actually, you know, kind of sing the hooks. And he actually brags, I forget which song it's on, but he has some remark about, you know, now he can do hooks, and that's him singing the hook on this song, which is cool. Because once you get that melody game down, and if it doesn't sound like you're forcing it or reaching with it, that's really what's hot in the game right now. So that'll really help him out and gain some popularity that way. There are a couple things I don't love about this album. One is it is pretty long, and it does have great replay value, so it's not really the length that's a problem. The one thing that I noticed with that, however, is that a lot of songs seem like they serve the same purpose. That being the, you know, I made it, and I'm proud that I'm a business-minded guy, and I got this entrepreneurship about me, and I was able to put it all together, and I run my label, and all this stuff. And it seems like he just kind of gets into that a few too many times, where he could have cut a couple tracks. And then on top of that, there are a couple that, to me, were kind of duds. One, Rap Hitters, he pretty much, you know, every line ends with the same word, which just gets really stale really quick, and you never really want to come back to it. Some guys have done this in the past, and it just has never worked. I can't think of a time where they made a song like that I loved. So I really think guys should drop that. But so he does implement that, and it doesn't work. And then he has another song called Young, and he has Puff Daddy just really kind of jumping in and interrupting the track. To me, it was really poorly put together, and it sounded like he just really wanted Puff Daddy on it, but Diddy really didn't want to put any work into doing it, so he just threw him cleared some past samples for him to like loop into it, and it just felt sloppily put together. And that was actually one of the tracks I mentioned earlier where he tried to be, you know, pretty intensely lyrical, and he didn't quite pull it off. But overall, I really enjoyed this album from Nipsey Hussle. And just seeing him finally get to the top when you know he's put in so much work and so much time to work on his craft. And he's finally gotten through, broke through, came through with this album. So I would say best tracks, Victory Lap, last time that I checked, Dedication, Blue Laces 2, and Real Big. Worst tracks, Status Symbol 3, Rap Hitters, and Young. Overall rating, I'm going to go high 7, maybe even an 8 on this out of 10. One of my favorites of the year, hands down. I would recommend this if you like Snoop Dogg or YG for that West Coast flavor. And I'd also recommend if you like Rick Ross, just because Rick Ross is another one of those really business-oriented rappers where he likes to talk about, you know, how he runs his label and how he's an executive and how he's making money deals left and right. So those three guys, if you like either one of those, you'll definitely like this album. And I'll play two tracks for you guys from Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle. I'm going to play Dedication, which is the track that features Kendrick Lamar. And I'll also play the title track, Victory Lap, which is the intro where he just comes out and just tears it up and just really does his thing. So this is Dedication and Victory Lap from Nipsey Hussle's 2018 album, Victory Lap.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the
remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. But deep down inside he know you can't fade him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they blurped on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching vapors. Grandma said I'd get some Jordans for my grades. That's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lost shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setback for major comeback, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip. K-Dot, he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4, y'all living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Ams. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, Pac watching the way we grew from dedication. I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Breaking down a swish in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold killer. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, nigga. But you know how it go, nigga. I'm front line every time it's on, nigga. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruising, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse me. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers used to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb the Texas. Guesses, evidence of a divine presence. Blessings, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but gotta eat for effort. Stretched it, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nip, straighten out my jewelry on my bitch dresser. Well known, flick up in jail pole. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, playing chess, not checkers. Nigga, 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD fall.
So that was Dedication and Victory Lap from Nipsey Hussle's latest album, Victory Lap. Pretty great album. The only thing I gotta knock him for is in that track, Dedication, we just heard. He literally says that he's the Tupac of his generation on a song that features Kendrick Lamar. That, I mean, you can't do that. You just can't. Kendrick is compared to Pac in so many ways and is the greatest artist of our generation. So he clearly deserves that comparison. So, I mean, good for Nipsey having that confidence, but to claim he's the Tupac of his generation when Kendrick's about to rap, I don't know, a little disrespectful, but I'll let him have it. So we're going to move on. We're going to get into Kaz's new album. This album is titled Affected, and Kaz, C-O-Z-Z is his name, a descendant of the Dreamville family tree over there. J. Cole's label, for those who don't know. It's also home to artists like Boz, recently Earthgang and J.I.D., Lute, Ari Lennox, Omen, a couple other guys. Cause dropped an album in 2014 titled Cause and Effect. So you think playing off that affected theme, this would maybe be like a sequel to that. But neither of them are like super conceptual in nature, so there's not really many lines that you can connect between the two. And with a lot of great albums coming out in recent years from other Dreamville label mates, I've kind of been expecting Cause to step up to the plate here and really deliver. Vocally, he really sounds like J. Cole, which you would think at first helps him. But in reality, when his skills aren't quite there, he just sounds like a kind of a cheap version of J. Cole, which is why sometimes I like to refer to him as the Walmart brand J. Cole, the store brand J. Cole. And he just hasn't quite found a way to make a name for himself. On this album, Affected, the idea is kind of that he's painting pictures of his environment and saying how his youth has affected him and made him the person he is today. But the storylines that he kind of puts out there for us and the memories he tries to walk us through just aren't that exciting. And this makes for just a little bit of a boring album at times. It also seemed like he wasn't entirely sure what direction he wanted to go. There's multiple tracks on here, like the track Ignorant Confidence, where he just, it sounds like a sellout. It sounds like, oh, trap's hot, I'm going to try to rap over a really in-your-face booming beat and say ignorant things. And it just doesn't make sense because he starts off the album with this track Questions, where he just comes with this like raspy voice and this intense hunger. Easily my favorite track on the album. And I was like, wow, like Cause is really going to eat these rappers out here on this album. And then he just kind of faded from that. And two, what was it, three tracks in, Ignorant Confidence comes on. And he's pretty much like, you know, fuck all that lyrical shit I was trying to be on. Like, we're just going to mess around and have fun now. It's like you just kind of like set the groundwork for what your album is going to be. And then flipped on it, did a 360 or 180, I should say, in like 5 minutes. And that kind of continued throughout with a couple other tracks popping up like that. And then even outside of those tracks where he's trying to get that high strung energy and capitalize off what's hot in the game, it kind of felt like a lot of the tracks relied on his ability to trick you into thinking that he's like one of the top lyricists in the game, which he's not. He's definitely above average. And I would classify him, I guess, as a lyrical rapper. That would be like his subgenre if he had to have one. But his vocab I found to be very limited. His schemes were pretty dry. I mean, his rhyme schemes, there wasn't anything like super intricate with them. And a lot of the words he would use to rhyme, like his end words, were just really common and really simple, typical like rap buzzwords. And so it didn't stick out to me. It just seemed like he has been influenced by everyone around him and didn't really make a style for himself. Now, of course, there are moments where he does display his potential to be a great lyricist. And tracks like Questions, which I mentioned earlier, definitely prove that. Zendaya, which is a track with J. Cole, is featured on that one. And Cause has the last two verses on there, and he definitely rips those up. But more or less, this makes me think, you know, why couldn't we get more of this? If he clearly has the potential and it's clearly in him, what was missing on, you know, 70% of the tracks here? And I hate to keep piling on him, but another thing I noticed on here was a lot of the concepts for tracks were just kind of strange. Like one that stood out was Freaky 45, where it's like a 5-minute song built around the idea, you know, that these young girls or whatever are all up on social media and so concerned with drama and all this stuff. And he's saying, you know, if I just had, you know, a nice, mature 45-year-old woman, I wouldn't have to deal with her going through my phone and being worried with all this social media stuff or other people hitting me in the DMs, whatever. But to make a whole song about that, it felt like a little too much. That, to me, that idea, that concept comes off as like a quick 2-bar side remark, kind of as a joke in a song that would maybe make you laugh. To flesh it out into a full song and have this like serious sounding chorus. It just felt weird the whole time I was listening to it. And then another one I noticed was Unaffected. He has a full verse, so he's pretty much talking about friends going behind his back, whatever. But the whole verse, I think it's the second or third verse in, is just all about like a Pokemon card that he said he had and his friend like stole and then pretended to put it back where it's supposed to be. It was like, and there was a whole verse, like the whole 16 bars was just telling that really simple, straightforward story. And it's like, what is going on here? Like, why did he take these really small moments and pull them out into these extended songs that they didn't have to be and they don't really fit well with the album? So there's a lot of stuff like that that I picked up on while listening that just were a little bit off-putting. And I kind of went at Cause, you know, right now during this review, but he's an average rapper. There's nothing like bad about him. His lyricism is fine. His flow is fine. The production was a little inconsistent, but it's all right. And like I said, he sounds like a cheaper version of J. Cole. So if you like J. Cole, you're probably going to like Cause, and you'll probably enjoy this album to a degree, find a couple songs to take from it. But just overall, it's nothing that's going to blow you away. Cover to cover, I'm probably not going to listen to it again in that sense. So, yeah, I don't know. Those are just my thoughts on Affected by Cause. Best tracks, I would say Questions, Zendaya, and Badu. Worst tracks, Ignorant Confidence, My Love, and That's the Thing. I would recommend if you like J. Cole, Wale, or Vic Mensa. And overall, I'm going to give this a low 6. You know, I'm not going to kill it and give it a horrible score. But for what I would expect Cause to deliver and what I would expect a Dreamville artist under J. Cole's tutelage to come through with, this was a disappointment for me. In my mind, I may have hyped him up a little bit too much, thinking J. Cole Prodigy, like he's got to bring something. He's got to come with some heat. And it just didn't quite come. So a little disappointing, but that's where I sit with that. I'll play two of my favorite songs on here, Questions and Zendaya. I'm not going to play the J. Cole feature because I don't want to take away from, you know, Cause's part on the track when it is one of his best moments. So I'm not going to, you know, take up part of the time playing J. Cole's verse. But if you want to hear his part, go check out the full song. He definitely delivers one of the better verses on the album. So this is Questions and Zendaya from Cause's latest album, Affected.
Yes, cause I got a lot of questions I'd rather ask first, I don't want a second guess. Tell me why these niggas' prize is bigger than they work ethic. Bad that they struggle but don't hustle to earn cheddar. I work, get up early to earn the first letter. A plus effort, I know I deserve better. My nerves messed up, I burn better, the herbs get us. High enough to pluck bird feathers, iceberg lettuce. Gets us so cold, we a merc niggas. Hold the phone till to you, don't try to search niggas. The gap blow, turn your afro to a perm nigga. I'm sure nigga, but that same nigga that purge with you will turn to you. Name to the goddamn services, but won't serve with you. He gon' teach your ass a lesson, but ain't gon' learn with you. And that's the reason why that you gon' have a seasoned mind. Paying bills, maturity, don't you be worried, G. I keep an even mind, but gotta know the reason why. These niggas ain't really sure of me, I ain't certain, G. They tell me currently, even with Cole referring me. Well, shit, niggas be hating, it just occurred to me. Niggas be pussy, they looking Kirby pink. That's why niggas be shooting, but now how Curry beat. It's an emergency, rap need a savior, and I think that I could save it. But look, ain't no one heard of me.
Ain't no one heard of me, dog. Wow.
Yeah, ain't no one heard of me. But I'm gonna be what I deserve to be. Certainly sure to be a current king. Case closed like someone murdered me, then buried me and couldn't be found. But it's evident that I'll be around for more than a while. Wow, this child run his track for more than a mile. Open your mouth, jaws to the floor, cause she in shock. I got her begging for more. She just wants a cock, I'm not really sure. That's why I always call before I ever knock on the door. I got questions. I got questions. I ask questions. How else I make it this far?
You know I gotta thank God. How else I make it this far? Yo, look, music is my soul and fuel. I guess it only saves a chosen few. From going to school or selling dope crazy. Back in school, I was bumping cold daily. Now I'm writing rhymes in the notebook that Cole gave me. And bro, you so crazy, but all I can do is thank you. You threw your boy alive and shit, I ain't even say too, but fuck it, all that shit, he stay true. Cause you a dime, I'm sure you hear that every day, cool. So look, fuck being fine, cause I know you got a brain too. But shit, let me not get my plate full. You know your brain moves a little different when you having late food. So I'ma leave it up to fate to make these decisions and stick to my intentions. I did it for more of the passion, not the great checks. Knowing that it's more than fat asses and great sex. Trying to be the man I ain't yet. But demons stuck on me like ashes on gray sweats. Cause man, I ain't made shit and I'm lacking the patience. It's a battle to take in the fact that I ain't win yet. What am I saying? I can't complain when I travel and take trips. I look to God and I thank him. How else I make it this far? 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 Yeah. How else I make it this far? How else I make it this far? You know I gotta thank God.
That was Questions and Zendaya by Cause. And honestly, like, he snapped on those. If the whole album sounded like that, I would have thought it was probably as good as the Nipsey Hussle album and in like top five, top three of the year maybe so far. But unfortunately, he didn't quite keep that energy, you know, on the rest of the album. So don't be misled. But those two songs definitely are dope. So like I mentioned earlier, there's no like bridge fun segment where I'm going to talk about some news or cultural stuff, whatever, on this episode. So we're just going to skip right ahead to Song of the Week. As you guys know, we're doing our throwback series right now. We are on 1996, and I came to the realization that I've played a lot of New York 1990s hip-hop, so I want to switch it up with 1996. We are going to the South. That's right, we're going to Outkast. They dropped ATLians this year. Outkast in general is well-known as a lot of people consider them the best duo in hip-hop history. And one of my favorite tracks ever by them, Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac, starts off this album and is just amazing start to finish. I can't tell if Big Boy is the fastest slow-paced rapper or the slowest fast-paced rapper. He just has this perfect flow where I can't describe it. He just sounds fast but slow at the same time. It's like he's so concise and precise with how he pronounces the words and just dances over the beat. It's so cool. And Andre just does his thing, kills his verse, and just brings like the perfect hook to just bump while you're riding around in your car. Literally just Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac. It doesn't get better. So that is your 1995 throwback song of the week. I had to switch it up, you know, geographically. 1993, we got out to the West Coast, and besides that, it's pretty much been New York, Mobb Deep, Nas, who else? Wu-Tang, Tribe Called Quest. So, you know, I had to bring it down to the South, give them their respect. Back in the 90s, the South wasn't as big as it is. You know, today it's kind of like the forefront of hip-hop. Not that it's making the greatest quality music, but, you know, it's big in the mainstream, whereas, you know, New York was really the scene in the 90s. So that's kind of why I've been leaning towards that style of music on these throwbacks. But I had to diversify it, get down to the South. And well worth it. If you guys haven't, you know, if you're not up on Outkast, they don't just make Hey Ya that you heard on the radio. Aquemini, ATLians, Stankonia, all great albums that they put out, really representing, you know, Atlanta back in the day. So, Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac, I'm going to go ahead and play it. This is our 1995 throwback song of the week.
From the bottom of my lungs, a nigga be blowing, spitting this game. Coming up on you from the south, the ATLians ain't changed. Cooler than most players claim to be, a nigga that from the A-Town C, the home of the bank headbound. Coming to road in other city streets, enough of the morality, fallacy, but it be speed, not fiction. Peeping and pulling your guts, licking a Jerry Curls, you bitches. Every time I rhyme for y'all, I'm looking to prove a point. Kicking a freestyle every now and then, but mostly after joint. See, I smoke good, cause see it go good with them flows. Why? The nigga the B.I.G. like Tony Rich, nobody knows why. But me and my folks, cause y'all niggas joke just like the Joker. I'm sick of these whack-ass rappers, like I'm tired of hoes and chokers.
Who them boys that be having it crunk every occasion? This side niggas dustin', that side niggas lacing. But in the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Asking where we come from, South Coast slums.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
This old sucker MC stepped up to me, challenged Andre to a battle, and I stood there patiently as he spit and stumbled over cliches, so-called freestyling. Whole purpose is to make me feel look, I guess he wild, and I say look why, I ain't for that fuck shit, so fuck this, let me explain only child style so you don't miss. I grew up to myself, not round no park bench, just a nigga busting flows off in departments. Now who them boys that be having it crunk every occasion? This side niggas dustin', that side niggas lacing, but in the middle we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Asking where we come from, South Coast slums.
It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac. It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
It goes Brahms to the Fleetwoods, Coops to the Beatles. Haters the bows and all these flows, we having a player chill. In this atmosphere, this ain't no practice here, we cutting the food now. I'm doing you at the house and throwing you out because I'm due now. Don't you love the way we claiming bankhead, stankhead? Looking around the swatch for the herb that's never tainted. Fainted when you heard the bourbon serving on the block. And all you biting individuals need to check yourself and stop.
Yeah, tight like nuts and bolts, lots and hoes that get evicted. I'm dealing with queens in my castle, ain't worth it to risk it. Now tricks be looking at me like I'm they way about the projects. Can't put you on my payroll. And no, I ain't got no Rolex or no diamond at the exit with a sign saying we a rapper fool. My face is balled up cause I ain't in a happy mood, while my partner got the squeegee and the Windex. Cause somewhere in my life I done went wrong just like a syntax error. Bring the terror to your dome like P.E. Gonna finish this out because this beat a free style. Now who them boys that be having it crunk every occasion? This side niggas dustin', that side niggas lacing, but in the middle we stay calm, we just drop.
That was Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac by Outkast. The end of that track just never gets old. It always hits. It's just an awesome song. The production on that album is incredible, too. The title track, ATLians, just a classic beat right there. Great stuff from Outkast in the 90s. And hands down, two of the swaggiest, you know, intellectuals to ever do it in Andre 3000 and Big Boy, the two guys who make up Outkast. So that's your throwback 1996 song of the week. We'll be back next week with 1997. Might have to bring it back to New York. Might not. Who knows? But now we're going to get into our new music announcements as we always do. Just a recap. This past week, we got Tekashi 6ix9ine's debut album, Day 69. And you can tell this guy's really mature based on his name and the album title. There's some slappers on there, no doubt. So if you're looking for something really intense and high-tempo, up-tempo stuff, maybe check that out. Elzai and Crisis are Jericho Jackson by Jericho Jackson. Really weird stylistically naming of the title and the artist, whatever. But basically, a collab album with Elzai and Crisis. Really good stuff. Loved that album. We got 223 by Black Youngsta, Gangin' by SOB and RBE. The newest Earth Gang EP, Royalty, to finish out the trilogy. They had Rags and Robots from 2017. Royalty ends that trilogy. And the final album we got was Fever by Black Milk. Looking forward, coming this Friday, March 2nd, we'll get a Youngboy Never Broke Again, Youngboy NBA album, Until Death Call My Name. We have a new Tech N9ne album, Planet. Seems like he drops an irrelevant album every year just to remind us that he is a rapper, so you can check that out. Mozzie, Spiritual Conversations, he was on that Black Panther album. I think he's rising in the game, so that would be cool to check out. And Tory Lanez, Memories Don't Die. More of a, you know, R&B pop kind of guy there. Not so much of a rapper or hip-hop artist, but still relevant to the culture, and, you know, he's an R&B guy, so we get into that a little bit on here sometimes. So, had to shout him out. But that's what we got for new music just dropped and new music coming out soon. Based off what we've got in the past 2 weeks, it really seems like the year is starting to pick up. There's a lot more music coming out each week and some really good quality music coming out. So, you know, as we inch closer to summer, when usually the big albums come out and there's a huge quantity of stuff coming out, we're getting closer to that, and I think it is picking up. So it should be exciting to see what happens in the next couple months. But that's all we've got for today. So thanks for listening. This is the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French. I'm signing off. Go listen to some good music for me, and I'll catch you next week. Peace.